Welcome to another edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you in sync with the latest happenings in the Aussie insurance industry. Our first story sees a triumph for a policyholder in a notable machinery damage dispute against insurance giant QBE. In a notable turn of events that occurred back in August, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled in favor of a business whose Winlet 575 glass robot had met its fall during a somewhat clumsy reverse maneuver back in June of 2017. The damage claim was first rejected by QBE, who pointed fingers towards possible guideline lapses like off-center lifting and high boom settings. The AFCA, however, questioned the legitimacy of these reasons due to the lack of concrete evidence connecting these laxities to the incident. This intriguing case has shed light on the intricate nature of machinery damage assessments and might just trigger a re-evaluation in the approach insurers adopt towards claim evaluations. Moving over to Brisbane, we have IVA Claims, specializing in jewelry validation and settlements, taking home the gold in the Beyond the Buzzwords pitch competition. Their tool for detecting fraud in contents insurance claims won the day. The revolutionary system is capable of detecting reused documents, which will prove instrumental in amplifying insurance fraud detection measures. Matthew McHutchison, CEO of IVA Claims, explained how effective collaboration with thousands of retailers throughout Australia and New Zealand has led them to prevent fraudulent claims worth over $2 million. The Council of Australian Life Insurers makes a compelling case for industry reforms due to a critical deficit in affordable life insurance advice available to young Australians. Their recently presented study reveals a rather shocking figure, with only about 11% of Australia's youth being able to procure formal financial guidance. The Council urges immediate action to fill this advisory gap and suggests that a new advisor class introduced by federal government's reforms might just be the solution Australians need. Our final story for today revolves around the digitalization of life insurers' medical report processes. EQ Pathology has launched Health IQ, offering a fully digital and automated medical reporting system, which effectively replaces paper-based personal medical attendant reports with their online counterparts. Ascenda, a leader in the sector, has already adopted this innovation, saving time for both insurers and general practitioners, while also providing quicker insurance coverage for prospective policyholders. That's all for today's edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap. For more updates and details, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estratori. Until next time, take care.